Welcome back into another edition of College Golf Talk. Burko and Brentley with you. It is a Tuesday. We're hitting this early, Mr. Romine, as we are on the eve of the sixth playing of the Augusta National Women's Amateur. We are both up in Augusta, Georgia, and we're going to make it all about the Augusta National Women's Amateur, which has the easy tie-in, the component to college golf, as a good portion of the field of 71 play collegiately or have committed or likely will go to college in the coming years. But the big news on this Tuesday, world number four, Rianne Malixi, who won the U.S. Girls Junior and the U.S. Women's Amateur in 2024 in about a three and a half week span, withdrew because of a lingering back injury. She withdrew from the Asia Pacific Amateur in March after playing just five holes. She played four holes in a practice round today. First and foremost, we hope this doesn't continue to linger. What's your immediate reaction to losing somebody that would have been in my selections, as we'll do at the end of this pod, our top five? I thought she had as good a chance as anyone in the field this week.
Yeah, and that, certainly with what she's done on the golf course in the past year or so, you know, winning the U.S. Women's Am and the Girls Junior, and she's fourth at the European Ladies. I mean, this is, again, she's the fourth-ranked amateur in the world for a reason, and it's a, I think it's an absolute gut punch for her, and it's a huge blow to the tournament. And, you know, this championship has become, I would argue it's become the premier amateur championship on the calendar. And, you know, when you don't have the fourth ranked player in the world, that's like missing, what were you saying earlier? It's like missing Colin Morikawa, or it's like missing Patrick Cantlay. At the Masters. Yeah. And I think first off and foremost, in the short term, this is a bummer, but you're talking about an 18-year-old girl who's going to play decades of big tournaments throughout her career, one would assume. And I think the important thing is she's got to get healthy, whether that means taking off several months, not playing until potentially the fall when she arrives at Duke, whatever needs to be done now. I think that's this now's the time when you have to address it, because if you're trying to play through it and do temporary fixes just so that you can play in these great tournaments, that's not playing the long game. And so I hope that she gets healthy, and I hope it's quick.
Yeah, I spoke to her after the abbreviated practice round. She was on a ball count, about 60 balls on the range. She said she's felt as good as she has in recent weeks until she got out there. If 100% was her best in terms of how she felt physically, she told me she was 40 or 50%.
And that was tough to hear.
It was tough to see. And then shortly thereafter, she withdrew. She sent me a text saying, I can't keep playing like this. So I need to fully recover, fully take the time away from the game in order to compete. So while the immediacy and urgency of this week, as you said, is a stinger, a gut punch, kudos to her for taking, I don't want to say the high road, but the prudent road for hopeful longevity. So that was the big news on this Tuesday coming out of Augusta. And it's just past 7 o'clock on this Tuesday night. 13 hours, there's going to be a golf ball in the air, courtesy of Macy Pate, who's going to lead it off the hole number one down there at Champions Retreat. And if we've learned anything in the previous five editions of this tournament, buckle up. Champions Retreat is a full test, a complete complement. And you can't argue with what they do there in Augusta National, because look at the Saturdays we've had for that final round the previous five times.
Yeah, and these are courses that were pretty much where the cream rises to the crop, or rises to the top. And it's the best players winning this tournament year after year. I know it's a relatively small sample size, but when you think of Rose Zhang, Jennifer Kupcho, and Lottie Wode, and all these great players, Anna Davis, there's a reason why they had their names on the trophy, and there's a reason why they've done what they've done since those victories as well. And I think this might be the best field that we've ever gotten at this tournament. Obviously, losing the number four ranked player in the world isn't, you know, that hurts. But going in, I think every player in the top 50 accepted their invitation. Is that yeah. correct?
Yeah, it's I mean, as you said, each and every year we get that outlier, somebody maybe internationally that can't make it. And it starts with world number one. As we sort of headline some of the favorites, Lottie Woad birdied three of the last four in the second nine a year ago, including 17 and 18. Jasmine Koo, second in the world. She's got four wins at USC as just a freshman. Freshman, that is. Mirabelle Tang, Florida State's other player, and you could argue their best player this year. She's played in six collegiate events. She's won five times. I mean, that's just one, two, three in the world. And if it was a blind draw, you could make a really strong case for any of them. But I know Mirabelle in particular, you've done a deep dive, gone down the rabbit hole of why in the last 12 months she's gone from good. She played here a year ago. She made it to Saturday mm-hmm. at Augusta National to she's there at the top.
Yeah, she tied for eighth and frankly didn't play her best on Saturday last year. And it's hard to – I mean, you can call me out for blasphemy here, but I feel like Mirabelle Tang is the favorite going into this tournament. And here's why I say this. I know Lottie is the number one amateur in the world. I know that she hasn't finished outside the top three in college golf. And I know that she's the defending champion. But – she's lost five times. She's 5-1-5 against Mirabelle Tang in college golf tournaments since the start of the fall. Mirabelle has had her number. And quite frankly, like Mirabelle has had everyone's number this season. She's won 5 of 6 times. She could have won two more wins if she didn't go to Malaysia to play in that LPGA event where she tied for 13th at the end of the fall. And you know, we've spoken to her. She's on our list of favorites. Just as people, and you know, I've talked to Amy Bond a bunch about her, and it seems like every time I talk to Amy about Mirabelle, she always makes a note to say that she's the best ball striker she's ever seen. And I wonder if does she mean on the team that she's ever coached, but she keeps saying that I've ever seen, and it's hard to argue a little bit with that because she is good. But you and I know what's held her back over pretty much her entire career has been the putter. And some of that is the golf gods, right? Like making sure that she doesn't just win every time out, because if someone was an elite ball striker and an elite putter and elite short game, you know, I guess you would call that prime Tiger or, you know, Scottie Scheffler for a good stretch last year. But she just hasn't been a good putter. And credit to her, at the end of last year, she linked up with Chris A. I'm not going to say his last name because I would butcher it. But he's from Thailand, and he works with Gino Titicum, who's been for the last 5 or 6 months the best professional women's golfer in the world. I think you can make that argument. I think it's a legit one. And they've done everything from shortener putter from 33 to 30 inches. She's standing closer to the ball. Her eye line is directly over the ball at address, and it's working, right? I mean, she just keeps stacking these great putting rounds, and her performance at Seminole Legacy last week, it was funny. She sent a note to Coach Bond that night and was basically saying, thank you for everything that you've done. Obviously, Mirabelle lost her dad a couple of years ago, and Coach Bond has been, in addition to Michelle Koh, the former Olympian from Malaysia, both of them have been huge rocks for Mirabelle over these last 2 years. But Mirabelle said, you know, thank you for everything that you've done. I remember the first time I putted on the greens at Seminole Legacy, they were running a 12 and it was a nightmare for me. She goes, I grew up on soft greens and no wind. I didn't know how to play hard golf courses. And now here she is. She's a legit threat to win on anywhere. I don't care what conditions, what difficulty of golf course. And this moment's not going to be too big for her, because her confidence, talking to her on the phone last week, is the highest I've ever witnessed it. I mean, she is super confident. She's playing well, all facets of the game. That's why I think she's the favorite. Am I wrong?
No, I'm on board with that. A quick affirmation. And you mentioned Michelle. She's pretty much been her support system beyond her family after the sudden passing of her father a couple years ago. And how poetic would it be if she won on Saturday in the town where she started collegiately at Augusta University, transferred to Florida State, got the call from home that her father had suddenly passed away. And as you would expect any teenager, you're lost, your head's spinning, life is moving at a frenetic pace. And I had the chance to meet Michelle last year at Augusta, and you talk about the confidence of Mirabelle. I remember interacting with her very passively to try to get comfortable. She had never met me. Amy introduced me, and I just needed to get an understanding a little more about her. Fast forward 5 months ago, we're at Folds of Honor. I'm walking to the first tee to see some groups tee off, and Mirabelle's like, "Hey, wait up." And she's walking to the first tee, and we walk for 150 yards and catch up for the last 4 months. That wasn't a Mirabelle thing that existed 5 months prior.
Nope.
So the self-confidence and not to get sappy, but like, that's probably what I enjoy the most about this facet of the game, to get to know these youngsters as juniors in the college and watch them go off to the pro tour or wherever they go and see them develop. And right there, I had that moment. I said, boy, that is a very different Mirabelle Ting that I had met in April at Augusta. And now the golf has been backed up at the highest level. No hesitation whatsoever to say she comes in as the favorite. I mean, we can go through the entire list. There's a few other that stand out to me too for that fact. Kiara Romero from Oregon, sophomore, standout, first team All-America selection a year ago, 5 times a runner-up this season. First saw her 2 years ago when she won the girls junior at the Air Force Academy, beating Rianne Malixie in 2023. I just feel like she's primed for a big moment. And then maybe a little bit off the radar, but it shouldn't be, at 18th in the world, Ella Galitsky, freshman at South Carolina, probably hits it as far as anyone in this field. And when you hit it far, you usually hit it high, which will be quite helpful on these greens at Champions Retreat in Augusta National Golf Club. What does she do in her very second event as she started in January, a semester early? She wins a college event in a playoff by beating Lottie Wote. So, again, we can make a case for 10, 20, 30 and feel pretty good about it. But those are two others that stand out to me. Give me a name or two that you're also, get the radar on. And then we'll do our selection, see if I can improve from last year's debacle I had.
I'll give a couple of new names, but I want to piggyback off of your Kiara Romero highlight, because I would say, if it's not Mirabelle, I love her this week. And I think she's primed to win, and there's a few reasons why. Her sister Kalia, who's the second assistant coach at Oregon this year, she's done wonders for her game. Just having that comfortability of your older sister around, kind of helping make sure that you continue to do everything right. Because let's face it, not everyone's going to listen to Derek Radley 100% of the time. And so for Kalia to be on the bag this week is going to be huge for her. And another thing, her game is maturing. Last year, she barely took any notes in her yardage book during her practice round at Augusta National. Now you can bet she's going to be there writing notes and filling that thing up a couple of days from now, especially if she's in contention. So just a player who has always had the athletic ability, now finally starting to mature. I'm going to throw out probably three more names. You mentioned Jasmine Koo up the top, probably the best putter in the field. She's won 4 times. I don't think she's finished outside the top 6 since her college debut in the fall. She rolls it better than anybody. And, I could see her after a strong performance last year at Augusta National, in which she ended up finishing solo 4th. I think she's poised. Bailey Shoemaker's another one. I'm kind of sticking with the USC theme. It's interesting because she hasn't played well collegiately, at least in her results this season. but we know what she's capable of. That closing 65 last year at Augusta National, I thought she'd won the thing. And talking to her head coach, Justin Silverstein, a few days ago, she's actually testing about 20% better with her ball striking this season. It's just for whatever reason, the results have not shown up. I mean, Augusta National and Champions Retreat, like, these are ball striking tests. I have a feeling that we're going to see her in contention again. And then don't forget about Anna Davis. I mean, how would you characterize her last couple of years in this tournament? Like, tumultuous, emotional, heartbreaking? I mean, all of the above?
Yes, all of the above, from a win to missing the cut by, I believe, one after incurring four strokes of penalties 2 years ago, lift, clean, and place in closely mown areas. She was just off in the rough, did it not once, but twice.
Which is bizarre.
That was
I don't know where that. So I guess it's allowed on the AJGA or junior golf, but that I had never heard of that before.
Rallied on the second day, wasn't enough. And then last year, a one stroke slow play penalty, which ultimately cost her. So she has seen the gamut, but she also just shot 64 Colonial.
Which, talking to not her, but talking to her head coach, Melissa Llewellyn, talking to other players who witnessed her shoot that round, they've called it one of the best rounds of college golf that they've seen. I mean, she shot, what, bogey free? And I got a couple stats here that coach sent me. 0 3 putts, 0 bogeys on par fives, 1 bogey from inside 130 yards, no doubles, no missed easy up and downs. It's not like a super technical stat sheet, but it just goes to show you that she was darn near perfect. And Colonial, it was playing tough last week. Like, it was blowing. It was super firm. That's a PGA Tour layout. I think her stock is high. And again, I don't think it could get any worse than last year, and seeing her leave with her dad's arm around her and in tears. And it seems like, again, she has a good attitude about it. She kind of alluded to it and made fun of it on our air a few nights ago with Matt Adams on Golf Central. Unprompted too. So I don't think she's dwelling too much on it. And that's kind of been her superpower. She doesn't seem to let things bother her long term. Yeah, she was devastated in the moment the last couple of years here, but long term, she's SoCal chill. I mean, she's not gonna let it bother her. And I like for her to have a big week too. And then I told you two or three, I'm gonna give one more. This Soomin Oh, who's ranked 7th in the world, she's from Korea. She's a class of 2027, but kind of a 26.5, because I guess the Korean school calendar kind of aligns to where she would be if she chose to play college golf, which I think that's a possibility. She would be arriving in the spring of 2027 for whatever school she decides to go to. But she's won 5 world amateur golf ranked events in the past year. I mean, she's the real deal, and not a lot of people probably know about her, but I have a feeling that we'll at least be talking about her at some point over the next 4 days.
Last year, you whooped up on me. We picked 5 for our teams. We're going to pivot a little bit.
You won the year before, though, I think.
Well,
come on, give yourself some credit.
What have I done for myself lately? But we're going to put a college golf theme on it. Just the best 4 scores count. So we're going to entice parity, if you will, possible parity, the first 2 days. And then you were saying the best.
I gave you all my
scores
picks already. I know what you're trying to do.
Count on Saturday.
Yeah,
well,
best top two on
Saturday.
Let's
do this. You have to have at least 4. If you don't have 4,
you're out.
You're out.
Okay. So 4 count 3, 4 count 2, or just all 4.
I think all four.
Because you might have, but I might have 3. You might have 4.
See, now we might be overthinking it, because then if neither of us, then Saturday doesn't matter. Let's just go old school. Let's go old school, because if we do this drop and then we get there and let's just add them all up at the end, and that's
all right. Yeah,
fair enough.
Five count 4 first 2 days. Yeah.
Yeah. You're the defending champ, so have at it.
Well, with my first pick, I got to pick Mirabel, right? Why would I not pick the player who I said was the favorite?
Correct.
So I'm going Mirabel. So 2 for you.
See, now I'm overthinking it as I look at the world amateur golf ranking. Yeah, overthinking it.
You were going to take Malixi, and then so that's why you're delayed.
I was.
You know, the WD threw
me
off.
You have to, when it's right in front of you, you take it. Lottie Wode, top-ranked amateur in the world, defending champ, no-brainer. I also love experience here. Doesn't always have to be great experience, but I want experience. I think I can get that player later in the game. See, it's not as easy as you think. I don't love the form there. You know what? I said it. I'm going to go with the Chiara Romero.
Good one. I'll follow that with I'll go Jasmine Koo.
Mm-hmm.
And then I'll go Paula Martin San Pedro. And I talked about her on Golf Central tonight, and just the fact that she was quite frankly pretty awful up and down, kind of scrambling last year. I think she got up and down 35% of the time, which small sample size, she doesn't miss many greens. So I guess that's not that crazy of a stat. But again, at the same time, she still had 8 top 7 finishes and no wins. Now she has 2 wins, another runner-up this season. She's clearly gotten over that hump and that mental block, you know, maybe even physical block of closing. And when you talk about accuracy, there's no more precise player in the amateur women's game, I think, than Paula Martin San Pedro. And you said it, like, you could go any Stanford player and have a pretty good shot of getting the winner. But I just think if she can just get through Champions Retreat, which is a longer golf course, and probably more emphasis on driving, then I think her iron game can really shine at a place that demands, you know, elite approach play. And so I'm going Paula Martin San Pedro.
Oh, goodness gracious. Where do we go from here? I'm going to take Anna Davis. And do I get another one? Can I entice you into 7 players each this year instead of 5?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
All right. Easy sell. So that was the end of the
But still count third. 4. Best 4 scores, right?
Yeah, we can do that. So that was the end of round 3. I start off round 4. That sound right?
Yeah. So you have 3 right now, right? You have
Wode,
Romero, and for one more
back,
and then I'll go.
Asterisk.
Snake is tall. Snake is hard to do with just 2 people.
Yeah. Tally. It's a little star.
Asterisk Tally. I forgot. I was trying to, on the drive up here, I was trying to figure out what that meant. And because I remember it
little
last
star.
Year.
Yeah,
little star.
Great,
and she's
great
played
language.
I mean, she's played great. I mean, she's won 3 straight AJGA events. I think they were all invitationals. One might not have been. And then she was just 7th at Sage Valley in her title defense. So 14th in the world, career best. I like that pick. Okay, now it's me for my 4th and 5th.
Correct.
I'm going to go. All right. I'm going to go double tie. I'm going to go Ella Golitzky, who, mm-hmm. I mean, we're talking about might be the longest player in the field, or might certainly be the longest player in the field. I mean, she swings it at 113, I think she was saying. So, I mean, that plays anywhere. And she's played this before, so I like her. And then I'll go Subi Chaya Vinny Chafin, this stud freshman at Oregon. Talked to Derek Radley a little bit about her. And it's funny because he said he had never seen her hit a golf ball in person until the first team practice after she signed, after she got on campus, which is pretty crazy to think about. But I guess that's what you got to do. And he told me a funny story, actually. And I think it was the bizarre thing too, and because she's been great. I think she's inside the top 20 in the world amateur rankings now. She's a winner in college, but the recruiting process was between Oregon and Iowa State. So she flew under the radar amongst some of the top schools, and Derek Radley said he was watching her play, and I believe it was the Women's Amateur Asia Pacific a couple years ago, and he had never heard of her, and it's 2 a.m., and he said he's eating some popcorn, and he sees her hit a shot on TV, and he, like, throws the popcorn and is like, I got to get this girl. And lo and behold, 2 years later, she's a Oregon Duck, and you know, I think she's dialed back a little bit of aggressiveness. She was like driver all the time for most of her career. You get to college, she's starting to play a little smarter, and probably the best nickname in the field. They call her Hut, but then they've kind of evolved that into Hut Dog, like hot dog, but Hut Dog, D-O-W-W-G. And her theme song is Hot Dog from Mickey Mouse Clubhouse, which is a favorite of Mary Romine. She loves the hot dog song from the Mickey Mouse Clubhouse. So there you go. There's my Augusta National Women's Amateur Fact of the Day. Suvi Chai.
All right. We digress. I think at the end of round five, I can get extremely good value with Gianna Clement.
So that's the one you were waiting for.
No. I'm setting you up. Where, you know, where there are players ranked higher on the list in the world amateur ranking. But we know chalk doesn't win unless you've got all number one seeds in the bracket. And then I'm going to kick off round number six. I think I can get this person with seven. Just want to make sure I'm not. I'm worried about the back, so I'm going to stay away from that. I'm going to go Hannah Darling.
I like that pick. She's played well here in the past.
Yeah, you've got two, and then I'll have the last.
I'd hate to pass on Maria Jose Marim, but I think I'm going to.
Got it.
And I kind of want to take Suman Oh since I talked about her. But then I kind of want to go down the rankings. So I get two. I'll go Kathy Park instead of Bailey Shoemaker. I know I said I thought Bailey Shoemaker would play well again, but I'm going to hedge against that prediction and go Kathy Park. And then who I thought should have played way better than she did last year. She only beat one player that made it to Saturday last year. She's got Justin Silverstein on the bag. I think she plays a lot better this time. Another flusher. She's just got to make some putts. And then my last pick will be – I'm going to go Soo Min Oh. I'm going to go with the teenage Korean class of 2027. Not the youngest in the field, but one of the youngest, and hope to look smart.
And then I will wrap it up with the guest that joined me on Golf Today earlier, the very player from the Ivy League to earn an invitation to the tournament this week. Catherine Rao from Princeton has made it to the quarterfinals in the last three U.S. Women's Amateur Championships. Could have gone pretty much anywhere in the country. From California, she goes to the Garden State, and she's as good as any. 38th in the world. She's proven she can compete in those USGA championships. Very similar makeup in terms of the players in the field. And I loved it when I said, expectations for the week, what are they? You know, have fun, enjoy, inspire someone, blah, 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 and win. And she just sort of slid in the win matter-of-factly. And I said, you believe you can win? She's like, absolutely. Yeah, 100%. Love her game. The shoulder, the torn labrum from nearly 2 years ago, healed, not an issue. Going off the board with Catherine Rao. Even as a first-timer, don't love it. She can play golf at the highest level.
Now, I was going to ask you about the shoulder, because I know that had been an issue for her in the past. But that's good that it's all healed. And do we want to nickname her Sauce? You know, Rao's pasta sauce.
Rao's pasta sauce is actually pronounced Rao's,
Is it? Okay. It's
It's
is that
Rao's.
another Jersey thing or no?
No, I just know it got bought for like $1 billion by somebody, and it's Rao's,
It's
so
pretty
God
good.
bless them.
It's pretty good
It
pasta
is.
sauce. So sorry
And I
for
believe her.
mispronouncing the name, but
No, that's right. I believe her nickname is Rousey. She did work with
Rousey.
a hockey team. She was doing some media stuff,
Like
and like any hockey
Ronda
team,
Rousey.
you know. So I'm on board with Catherine Rao. They will get going at 8 a.m. tomorrow morning. That's Wednesday. You can watch Wednesday and Thursday, a couple hours each afternoon from Champions Retreat. Friday, we kick off live from, then the final round from Augusta National Golf Club. Come Saturday, NBC High Noon, as we will crown another champion. Any parting thoughts before we wrap this one up?
I'm pumped for the big Burkowski Kleinert showdown on Saturday. Florida Gators, Auburn Tigers. Loser has to either say War Eagle on television, or I think Nick got the worst punishment. He's gonna have to wear a Gator hat if Gators end up winning during the practice round at the Costa. So I'm looking forward to that. I'm still in my survivor pool. You talked to me in Alabama last Thursday. They rolled. They made like a million threes, and it was beautiful. I got two picks left. I got Auburn in the chamber, and I got Duke in the chamber. We got 12 teams left. One of them has to pick Auburn. One of them has to pick Houston, and 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 have to either pick Duke only or Duke or Houston. So, not a lot of Auburns. No Gators left on the board. I think I'm going to go with Auburn in the semis and then have the emotional hedge. Whoever, if Auburn plays Duke in the final, I can root for Auburn for my wife. And if they lose, I'll be able to buy her a nice gift.
Yeah, you got to go the ugly side. If the predominant play is going one way, I'm a big believer you got to go the other. Because you can't
I kind
follow
of
the
wish I.
leader and you can't follow the leader and be like, "Oh, great, we won. Now we don't have a pick."
Yeah,
Right?
I kind of wish I still had Houston. I needed to burn them anyways, because there were some people that used Auburn yet on Sunday and like messed themselves up. It's like you have Duke and Houston left. You only get one more round. You only get to pick for one more round. But I think Houston's going to win. Duke hasn't played a defense that's been worth anything this tournament, and Houston's got the best defense in the country. They're moving into, are they moving into a football arena or a football stadium?
Ah,
They're in
gosh, where's
San
the Final
Antonio,
Four?
so
San Antonio? Like, it's the Alamo Dome, right? Does
yeah,
that
so
still
they're
exist,
playing,
the Alamo Dome?
I think it is. But so shooting's going to be a little bit off. I like Houston to pull the upset. So I'm going to go Auburn. We're going to go Tigers, and you're going to have to say War Eagle at La Costa during one of our hits, which I isn't that big a deal, I don't think. It
No.
could be.
Houston, you are correct on all fronts, but there's something they don't have. The name is Cooper
Coop.
Flagg. Boy,
Yep.
he's good. He is as advertised. It'll be fun. It'll be fun to watch. Big Final Four on Saturday. Augusta National Women's Amateur gets going on Wednesday. We appreciate you tuning in for a early week edition of College Golf Talk as we set the stage for the Augusta National Women's Amateur. And for Brentley, I am Burko. We will see you next time right here on College Golf Talk.